We hold in Daf Lametes Amud Aleph by the second Mishnah. Mishnah says, Bor Shel Yochid. If you have a bor, a ditch that has water in it, that belongs to a private person. So the locher is now when you fetch the water out on Yom Tov, how far can you walk with the water? So the Mishnah says, Karagli HaYochid. You can walk as far as the owner. In other words, since it's a private bor, so it owns, Reuven owns it. So therefore, we had the Mishnah before. As far as Reuven could go, that's all his chafetz, and whatever he owns can also go that far. So if somebody else comes and fetches water from this bor, even though the second person now made an eruv of tchumim, that he's allowed to walk an extra 2,000 amos, he can't take this water with him. Because since this water at the beginning of Yom Tov belonged to the owner of the bor, so it has to go as far as the owner of the bor can go. It's poshut. V'shalan she'oyseir. Let's say the bor is a public bor. It belongs to all the people in the city. They have a right to fetch the water from this bor. Then we say, Karagle anshe oisayir, that the water also, like this kind of shvisa, for the people living in the city, and it can only go alpayimama outside the city. The Rashi says, Karagle oisayir, alpayim lechorua chutzli burei. Means it belongs to the people from the city. So it can go 2,000 amis outside the city. That's all, like the tchum of the city itself. What about v'shel olei bovel? Let's say when they used to blow before Yom Tovim, they used to have special burrs for the people that are going to olei regel. That people came from olei bovel, came to Eretz Yisrael to the olei regel. When they came up, so they had a right to use the water. Now who owns this water? Here the Mishnah says, Karagli hamamali. It goes after the one that fetches the water. So Rashi says, Karagli hamamali, mivnei yeshua hefkir. Because really this bor is hefkir, it doesn't belong to anybody. As the people made it in order that the people that are going up to Olu Regal, to Eretz Yisrael, should have water to drink. So really it's like hefkir, whoever wants to come and take it. Therefore, the hefkir nikne biakbo, whoever picks it up first, he's kind, and now he owns it, it belongs to him. V'imbo echod v'sherlo meimov. Let's say now somebody else comes and wants to borrow some water from you. The second person can only take the water as far as the first person could go. Because as soon as the first one picks it up, he's kinda, now the water goes after him. So as far as he's allowed to walk on Yom Tov, depending upon where he started out and if he made an Erev Tchumim or not, but as far as he can walk, that's as far as the water can go. Now Rashi says that our Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Like we had before, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds that Chefseh Hefker is also kind of Shvisa. Even though nobody owns it, but wherever it is, wherever the water would be at the beginning of Yom Tov, it's kind of a Shvisa there, and you can't take it further than 2,000 Amos. And here the Mishnah says not like that. Here the Mishnah says that this bor, this water that is Hefker, it doesn't belong to anybody. Whoever wants to come can take it. So Locher is right now it's not kind of Shvisa. Right now whoever picks it up, the person that picks it up, the water now like belongs to him, so now it has the halacha, karagli hamamala. This person that picked it up, now it's yours. So as far as you're allowed to go, that's how far this water can go also. So you see, before it wasn't kind of shvisa, now when you pick it up, it becomes yours, so now it has goes after you. As far as you can go, you can take the water with you. So Mishnah Gemara says, Romilo Rav Vol Rav Nachman, Rav Yestakashat Rav Nachman, Tanan, it says now Mishnah Bor Shel Yochid Karagli HaYochid. If a private person owns a bor, a ditch of water, whoever comes and fetches the water, you should know you can only take the water as far as the owner could go. It's called the owner was Kerna Shvisa. The water only has a right to be taken 2,000 amis the same way the owner could go. Or remember on this to have a kasha. It says Nahor Rois HaMoishchin. If you have this river that flow, or Mayon is Hanoivim, or Mayon is a well that also Hanoivim gives off water, it's running water. Harehen Kiragli Kolodim. It goes after whoever picks it up, that's the person that's kind of the Shrisa. Kiragli Kolodim, whoever picks it up has a right to take it as far as he wants. So here it doesn't make a difference whether it's a Yochid or not. Mashm, even if it's a private river or a private well, still it's not called the owner can take it as far as he goes. The owner is not kind of Shrisa here. Rather, whoever picks it up, Karagli Kolodim. Whoever has it right now has a right to take it as far as he wants. So the Stira Al Mishnah says the Bor Shel Yochid belongs to the owner, and therefore the owner, as far as the owner could walk, that's how far the water could be taken. So Omar Rabbah, Hocha b'mayaskina b'mechunosim. There's a difference. And our Mishnah was talking about the bore, the ditch is a still water. The water is not moving. When the water is not moving, then true, then at the beginning of Yom Tov, it's Koine Shvisa. That wherever the owner is allowed to walk, the same din applies to the water. The water could only go as far as the owner could walk. Here the Bryce before is talking about Nehoras HaMoshchem, running water. Run, or else a mine, a well, running water. Running water is not Koine Shvisa at all. Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, the water was moving, it's not Koine Shvisa yet. Therefore, whoever picks it up, the first person that picks it up, it goes after him. But Kol Zaman, the water is running, it's not Koine Shvisa. So the difference between running water and still water. The same thing. Our Mishnah that says the owner of the ditch, at the beginning of Yom Tov, the water has the same halacha like the owner, that the water cannot be taken 2,000 namas further than the Bailam could walk, whichever way the owner is allowed to walk. That's only talking about b'mechunasim, the water is still water. Therefore, it's Koine Shvisa. But if the water would be running water, it would not be Koine Shvisa until you pick it up. But then the Mishnah says, v'shel oyla bovel karaglihim amala. The special well, the ditch waters, that they had set aside for the people that went to Oyla Regel. So that water is like Hefker. And therefore, whoever picks it up, he's zeicher in it, and it goes after him now, how far he could walk, that's how far the water could go. Itma, we learned like this. Let's say Reuven fetches the water from one of these wells, from the well that was made Leila Bovel. But he didn't fetch the water for himself. He fetched it for his friend, for Shimon. And then he gave it over to Shimon. So the Mishnah says, Karagli Hamamala. It goes according to the first person that picked it up, Karagli, the one that picked it up. But here Reuven didn't pick it up for himself. He picked it up, Amanas, to give it to his friend Shimon. So who has the din chum here? Do we say the water can go as far as the one that really picked it up, Reuven? That's all. Or else do we say, no, since he picked it up, Amanas, to give it to Shimon, it's as if Shimon first got it, and the water could go as far as Shimon could go. So it's a machlokes. Rav Nachman Oma Karagli Mishin Esmaloloi. Rav Nachman says, true, since you picked it up for Shimon, your friend Shimon, it's as if you're not Koina, only your friend Shimon is Koina. Therefore, the water could be taken as far as Shimon could go. Rav Sheshi says, no, Kiragli Hamamala. You go after the friend Reuven, the one that picked it up, even though he only picked it up for his friend, but Lamaisa, he's the one that picked it up. Since he picked it up, now it's considered like he is Koina at first, and true, now you want to give it over to your friend Shimon. But since you got it first, that's the din of the Mishnah, Karagli Hamamala, the one that picked it up. So since you picked it up first, the water has your halacha, that as far as you're allowed to go, that's how far the water could go. And now when you give it over to Shimon, Shimon cannot take the water further than Reuven is allowed to go. The Gemara says, B'maikum Miflagi, what's this machlekes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis? If Reuven fetches the water for Shimon's sake, whose is Koine the Shvisa? I tell you, Rav Nachman holds that really it's a hefker dicka thing. Since it's hefker, therefore, when I pick it up, no, not Rav Nachman, this is Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis holds that the birah is hefkeruhu. It's a hefker. Therefore, Rashi says, if it's hefker, hefker means whoever wants to come can come and take it. Therefore, the Gemara Bar Matzia says, if you find hefker in the street, so something that's hefker. So if you pick it up for yourself, you have a right to keep it. That's hefker. Hefker means nobody owns it right now. So you come and find it, you got to keep it for yourself. Well, let's say you pick it up for the sake of your friend. You want to give it over to your friend. So there the Gemara Bar Matzia says you can't be kind with your friend. That's called Hamagviya Hamagviya Matila Chaveroi. If somebody picks up a Matzia, something you find for your friend, is Lekona Chaveroi. You don't have the right to be kind with your friend. And the Gemara says the svar is because it's a chav, it's tough as the makom shechav lacherim. Since anybody else could also become and take it away, so who gives you the right to give it to your friend? If you pick it up for yourself, you can take it for yourself. But you can't give it to somebody else because you want to be zeicher at him, and it's called the chav because you're being chav to other people. Other people would also like to get it. So therefore, where it's hefka, you can't be zeicher to somebody else. That's what Rosh Hashanah holds. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah holds, it's karagli hamamale, you're the one that picked it up. Umasav Rav Nachman holds no. Beirah de Shutvahi. I tell you, it's called the Beirah of Shutvis. In other words, this bar that they set aside for the Oyla Regel is not really like Hefker. Everybody has an equal Shutvis in it. Like you own a part of it. Everybody that's going up owns a part of it. So where it's Shutvis, then the Lachar is HaMagviyah. if I pick up, like, I have my portion of it. So since I have my portion of it, I have a right to pick it up for you, because you also have a portion here. You also have shutfas here. Since you also have shutfas here, it's not called chav lecherim. That's what the Gemara in Bamitzia says. So Gemara wants to say, that's the machlokes here. This ditch that was set aside, the rabbi made it for the sake of the people coming up to be early regal. So do we say the mamish made it like hefker? Whoever wants to come to takes it, but up until then it belongs to nobody. It's mamish hefker, it's free. Or else do we say, no, it's not hefker. It's like shutfis. So the rabbana now, whoever made it now, made it to belong to everybody equally. So if it's shutfis, if everybody owns it equally, then you have a right to pick it up for your friend. So that's the machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. This bor that was set aside later regal, is it hefker or no, if it hasn't been shutfis? You're all partners in it. So Gemara says, Eisvei Rav or Rav Nachman. So Rav asked the kasha to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is the one that said that it's a bor de shutfa. That you have a right to pick it up and give it over to your friend. Because it's a bor of shutfis, and my shutfis should let her do that. So he asked the kasha. The din is, if somebody says, Hareini olecha cherim. That means whatever I own should be like cherim, should be like hegdish to you. In other words, I'm saying you can't have any enjoyment from whatever belongs to me. It is hamuder oser. The person that the neder was chal upon is oser. If Reuven said all my nechassim are like hegdish to you, Shimon, Shimon is oser to have any enjoyment from my nechassim. What about harei ato alai cherim? If Reuven says the opposite way now. Everything you own, Shimon, all you, whatever you own, should be like hegdish to me. In other words, I'm saying I'm not going to have any enjoyment from whatever you own. Then the halacha is hanoyder oser. The one that made the neder, Reuven, that's making this neder, he's oser. He can't have any enjoyment from Shimon, because he could ask for himself on all Shimon's or whatever he owns. What about hareini olecha v'ato olai? Let's say each one said back to the other one. Reuven said to Shimon, you can't have any enjoyment from me. And Shimon said back to Reuven, you can't have any enjoyment from me. Each one asked his nechassim on the other one. So the halacha is, Shneya masurim zeb zeh. They're both nedar machal, and Reuven can't have any enjoyment from Shimon, because Shimon said all his nechassim, whatever he owns, is like hegdish to Reuven. And the same thing, Shimon can't have enjoyment from Reuven, because Reuven said the same thing. But umutorim bishal erle bovel. You should know these two people, if they're both going to Ola Regal, they're going to Eretz Yisrael for the Gimur Golim, when they go up, walking from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and they have the ditches of water on the roads, they're both allowed to have it. Umotar Mishalayla Bavel. They're both allowed to have enjoyment from the water in this wells. But the Yasurim Mishalayso Yir. But if the well belongs to the people of this city, it's a well belonging to this city, and they both live in this city, then it's also, then they both can't have enjoyment. Why? Because if the well belongs to the people in the city, so we say all the people in the city, they own it b'shutfis, like we're partners in it. So if you're partners in it, you have a right to say the part that you own, you don't want your friend to have enjoyment from it. So therefore your friend can't come and take any water from here, because he's having some enjoyment from your partner, from your ownership. And the same thing the other way, the other friend can't come and take anything from this water, because since you both have a shutfas, a partnership here, for our partnership, you have a right to say, any part that I own, I don't want you to have enjoyment from it. And we don't know which part belongs to you, which part belongs to me, therefore it's also. Mashenkei b'shel oil bovel, the wells that are set aside for the water to go oil bovel, that you are allowed to have enough from. So the chur mashma, why? Because those waters are hefker. Those waters are not called shutfis, you both have partnership in it. You don't own it at all, it belongs to hefker. Therefore, since it doesn't belong to you, you don't have a right to ask for it on your friend. Now, the question is, what's called shalayla bovel? Har habayis, darabayis, halishchoyis, vihazorois, obor, shalem saderech. All these things are called like hefker. Mashenkein v'eluhem shaloyseir. What's called the bor that belongs to the city? Harachayv, anything like the sidewalks or beis hakneses or beis hamerchatz, the public bathhouse. As all these things, since they're made for the people of this city, it's not really called free. It's not really hefker. But the people in this city, like, they have a right to use it. They're like shutfis. They're like partnership in it. But I quote part of the kashrut that says clearly the bor shall erlo bovel, that the well that's set aside for the people that are coming on the regal, it says clearly it's hefker here. It belongs to nobody. That's why both these two people, they both made a neder not to have any enjoyment one from the other. They're both allowed to come now and drink from this water, because it's hefker, it doesn't belong to anybody. So Gemara says, V'yamrit, it's the kashan Rav Nachman now. V'yamrit, if you Rav Nachman are saying that bira de shut for who, that you're saying this bar, this water, that was set aside for the oil of Bavel, people coming up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, is called shutfis, it's called everybody owns a little bit of it, and therefore, if I pick it up, I pick up the water, and I have in mind to give it over to Shimon, Shimon is kind of the water, it's kind of his shrisa, because it's shutfis here. If so, am I mutter? Why does the Bryce before say, if these two people, Reuven and Shimon, each one said the other one can't have any enjoyment from what he owns? So if they really own the water here, they have a shutvis, they have a partnership in the water, so why doesn't one answer, once you say to the other one, you can't have enjoyment now? Because my partnership, whatever I own, I'm saying you can't have enjoyment from it. So it should be also to use the water of this Isle of Bavel. Just like you can't use the water of that city, because the water of that city belongs to everybody in the city. So if you, Rav Nachman, say the water set aside for Eil HaBavel also belongs to everybody, so then the water should be also for these two people. Both of them should not be able to use it. Like V'yotzanan, we learned, HaShutfim Shenodru HaNozeh Mizeh. In Shutfim, two people own the well together. Let's say two people own a well of water together. And each Shutif says, I don't want my other Shutif to have any enjoyment from my partnership. The loch is Asurim Likonis Lachotzer. Lirchoitz, they're not allowed to come into this chotzer to take a bath. Now let's say they own the bathhouse, Beshutfis. They own this bathhouse together, partnership. And each one said, I don't want my other partner to have any enjoyment from it. So each one has the right that as much as he owns, they said the other one can't have any enjoyment from it. So when two people own it together, they have the right to make the other one also not to use it. Here also, this bor, how come you're telling me now? They are allowed to use the water. Why don't we say this bor, shall Eil HaBavel, is a shutfis, is a partnership. They have the right task with one on the other. By the Brisa says, bor, they can't go into the deer to wash, or else into the bor to wash themselves. The base. Lirchoitz the bor. Yeah. Is Hochinami, so the Chura here also should be the same way. Why don't you say it's Osir over here? How come these two Shutfim are allowed to use the water, since each one said, I don't want the other one to have any enjoyment from it, they both should be Osir. So Gemara says, V'hochim b'mayaski, no, we're talking about over here, Lamalis. We're only talking about the enjoyment of, they're allowed to fetch water and drink the water. That's what the first Brisa says, that the Eil HaBavel could have enjoyment from this water. What it means is, he can't go down to the water to take a bath. Because to go down to take a bath, he's using all the water there, and since part of the water belongs to his friend, there's a shutfis, and his friend made a neder not to have enjoyment, he can't have any enjoyment from it. But they were talking about you lifting up some water to drink it. So we say this svara, mar medidei komamala, or mar medidei komamala. Each one is picking up the water that belongs to him. In other words, you hold the H brera, that this is a bar, this is a well that belongs to everybody, has the right to use it. So true, that's shutfis. Shutfis means I own a part, you own a part, he owns a part. So when you fetch the water to drink it, we say the water you're taking out was your water, belonging to you. So my water, you don't have a right to say I can't have enjoyment from my things. To make a neder, you could only ask for your things on me. But you can't say my things should be offered to me. So the water that I'm fetching now, it's like a glory, we hold brera, this is my water, the water belonging to me. Therefore, the water that belongs to me, my friend can't make it also to me. My friend can make also his water. But we say the water that I'm picking up to drink now is like, we know for sure it's my water. So true, to go down there to take a bath, that's taka also. So ma de deko malo, yeah. So melo we hold like yesh brera. That's the most question now, is that true? If it's sober of Nachman yesh brera, does Rav Nachman know the Yesh Brera that when each one now fetches the water, we say even though really it's a shutfis, everybody has a partnership here, that's only when the water is there. But when you pick up the water now, whatever water you're picking up, we say this is your water that belongs to you. That's totally in Brera, is that true? For Yotzanan we learned, Ha'achim ha-shutfim. If you have brothers that the father died, the Yashin the father. The Loch is like this, Kishechayovim b'kalboim. When the chayiv and kalboin, That means when they give over a machzah shekel, and each one has to add an extra, and each one has to add a kalboim, then k'turim mi'maisa beima. Then the potter from giving ma'isa beima. We'll soon explain this. Okay, shechayavim b'maisa beima, when they're also chayiv b'maisa beima, then the lachr is p'turim min ha'kalbin. Then I tell you the potter min ha'kalbin. Now the klal is like this. When you have shutzim, two people own thing b'shutzfis, they're potter for ma'isa beima. They don't have to pay ma'isa beima. But when shutzfis goes and pays a machsa shekel, they don't have to give. When they're real shutfis, then two people, then each one has to give an extra kalbin. We add this to the Gemara in Shkolim, that when you give the machsa shekel, you have to add another small coin to make sure you're giving the whole machsa shekel. And if you have two shutfim, two people paying together, even though they give the complete shekel, it's not enough. The Rabbanan still said they have to add a little bit more. So when you have real shutfis here, that they have to add a little bit more money, at that time, they're potter mimaisa beima. Because the loch of Maisa Beimer is Shutfis is Potter. It has to only belong to you. That means, let's say when the two brothers, when they yashin their father, they didn't make a chalukah yet. It still like belongs to the father. So there's no real Shutfis here. It's all considered belonging to the father still. So then you chayiv Maisa Beimer. In such a case, you pturim in a kalbin. Because it's considered like the father is paying for his sons. When the father pays for his sons, then there's no inya to be Maisa the extra little coin for the Machsa Shekel. Now, the Yom Ravon and Ravon said like this, Loishanu, when is this said, Eloshacholku Gideon Penegatloyim? Like, when do we say, when the brothers really divided up, we say that it's called a Chalukah, and it's called now Shutfis. Like, it's not considered the Yashin from their father, it's still like belonging to the father, but rather we say each one is selling his portion to the other one, each one owns for sure his portion. That's only Shacholku Gideon Penegatloyim. You didn't divide up equally, like 10 gedeim, 10 tloyim, but you said, you take 10 gedeim, I'll take 10 tloyim. Or tloyim kenege gedeim. Avocholko gedeim kenege gedeim. Let's say there were 10 kids there, and out of these 10 kids, you said, you take 5 of them, and I'll take 5 of them. Or else, tloyim kenege tloyim. The young lambs, and you say, you take 5, and I'll take 5 of them. To make an equal chalukah, then, oimer zel chelko hamagiyah, mishor reshem lakach. That we say it's not really called like shutfis, each one owns his own, but rather it's called, this is still called real Yerusha. You're still taking what your father meant to give you. Like this is called Yesh Brera. If you take 5 and I take 5, we say this is the 5 my father still wanted to give us. So it's not really called like shutfis, we're called like I own 5 of my father, and you own 5 of my father. It's such a case, Tanka, they'll be talking in Talbain, and they'll be tied in my domain. But Rav Nachman of Nachman said no. Afilo chalko gedim kneged gedim, utloim kneged utloim, ein oimez the chalko amagiya mishor mishor lakach. But Nachman holds ain't great, nothing doing. That afilo we divide up the 10 gedim, and you take 5 kids and I take 5 kids. We divide up the tloim. You take 5 and they take 5. Still ein oim we do not say the chalko amagiya mishor mishor lakach. Like this is the Yerusha, this is the chelik your father really wants to give you. As if to say it's still coming from your father. We don't say that. We say ain't greater, and we don't know which portion really belongs to you. Maybe you're taking your brother's portion, and therefore we tell you like you have to make a chalukah now, as if each one's selling his portion to the other one, and it's called now a real shutfis, a real new shutfis. So what do you see? You see Rav Nachman old Zain Greira. So Rav Nachman old Zain Greira, this is the kasha now. Rav Nachman old Zain Greira, so the question is now, this bor that belongs to the Eil of Bavel, how come it says that two people that asked Hano, one on the other, they're both allowed to use the water? If you tell me now this water is shutfis, if it's shutfis, each one owns a part of it, I have a right to say my part I don't want you to use. So it should be yosef, each one of them, to use the bor. So how come the Brisa says that you are allowed to use the bor? You can't say of Nachman Oz Breira. Here we see Oz Ein Breira. So Teretz has to be that, of course, the bor that was set aside for the other bovel is like Hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. It's Mamish Hefker. And it belongs to Hefker, so then the question is, so if it's Hefker, it's good. Why Rav Nachman says the what? That you're allowed to take, Rav Nachman says each shutif is allowed to take the water. Because I can't ask them my chelik on yours. I don't own anything here. It's Mamish Hefker. I can't ask her on you. So then the question is, if it's really Hefker, why did Rav Nachman say, when I pick up the Mitzvah, I have a right to give it over to my friend? we paskin a magvia metzila chaveru loy kona chaveroim. If it's really hefker, you don't have the right to pick up the water to give it to your friend. That was the original question. So Gemara says, el the kula yam, everybody has to hold avada bira def kerihu. Avada, the water now is hefker, belongs to nobody. Therefore, here the shutfim can ask the one or the other. Now the question is then, what does Rav Nachman say? If the bar belongs to hefker, what does Rav Nachman say when Reuven fetched the water and he had in mind to give it over to Shimon? Shimon is kind of the water. That when Shimon gets the water, he is kind of Shvisa. Why? You can't pick up Hefka for your friend. The Teretz is, Elohocha b'magviya metzilech averoi k'miflugi. That's the machlokes here. Masa b'kona, masa b'lekona. One says, yes, you could be kind of a metzilech averoi. That's what Rav Nachman holds. And the Rosh Hashanah holds, no, you can't be kind of. So Rashi doesn't like this pshat, and Rashi says in the middle, Elohi gassim, this should really be the Gersa. Like we have our girsa. Now Rashi learns that the kashrus of Nachman in Bob Matzia says ha magviya matzila chaveru is like kona chaveroi. But Nachman there says if I pick up a matzia to give it to my friend is not kind of the matzia. If so, how come Rav Nachman says here when Reuven picked up the water from the well to give it over to Shimon, do you know who's kind of shvisa? Shimon. So the question is why? Since Rav Nachman says when you pick it up for Shimon, Shimon is not kind of it, it doesn't belong to Shimon, so who it should belong to you? If it belongs to you, you should have the Kenyan Shavisa. Go as far as you could walk, not as far as your friend Shimon goes. So Teretz's Rashi learns that Rav Nachman holds no, neither of them are kind of. Ha-magviya mitziya, when I pick up this water now, and I don't have intentions to keep it for myself, I have intentions and I want to give it to my friend Shimon. So true, my friend Shimon is not kainah because I can't pick it up for him because it's a chav lacherim. Since it's hefka now, other people also want to come and take it. So if you take it to yourself, very good. But to pick it up for somebody else, you don't have a right to do it. It's only asas chus because you want to be mezakrit him. We say you can't be mezakrit him if it's a chav, if it's bad for other people, because other people would like to get it better. So true, when Reuven picks up this water now for Shimon, Shimon is not kainah it. But Rav Nachman just says Reuven himself is also not kainah it. That's what Rav Nachman means to say. I'm not kainah it either, because I'm picking up the water now, not for my sake, for my friend's sake. So right now, it's still like hefka, nobody owns it. Now later, when Reuven gives the water over to Shimon, when Shimon gets it in his hands, now Shimon is kainah the water. So who has the din shvisa? How far can this water be taken? As far as Shimon has the right to go. Because Reuven was never kind of the water. When Reuven first picked up the water, he didn't have in mind to be kind of it. It never belonged to him. It's still hefker. And true, he couldn't give it over to Shimon then, because at that time it was a chav. It's just saying the din of Nachman knows that later when Lamaisa, you give the water over to Shimon, Shimon now when he receives the water, now it becomes his water. And up until now, nobody owned it was Hefker. So the first person that got to own it is Shimon. Therefore, it's very good, Rav Nachman Shita, that the water could go as far as Shimon could go, not as far as Reuven. Rav Sheshes holds that Reuven, you're kind of. For Shimon, sure can't be kind of. But Reuven, since you picked it up, you wanted to give it over to Shimon, but now that Shimon is not kind of, L'maisa, it stays by you, it still belongs to you. So that was the machlokes from Nachman and Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah Baita. Mi shehoyo peresa biracheres. If you have your fruits in another city, ve'irvul b'neoisa ir la'viyu etzloi. Now that city really is outside the tchum of your city. So l'maisa, you yourself cannot walk. Like you have your peres out the place in San Diego. You have your peres. You own them, but they're there. So you on Yom Tov cannot walk there. It's outside your tchum, you can't get there. But the people in San Diego, they wanted to be nice to you. They wanted to bring your fruits to you on Yom Tov. So they made an Erev Tchumen that they're allowed to walk now 4,000 Amos. And let's say San Diego is only 4,000 Amos away from L.A. So therefore, they want to now bring your Paris into L.A. Are they allowed to do that or not? So the Mishnah says, No, nothing doing, they're not allowed to bring it to you. The Lachar is pushing. Because who owns these Paris? Reuven living in L.A. Reuven living in L.A. owns the Paris in San Diego. So the Paris are asked to his Shvisa. So Lamaisa, is Reuven allowed to walk from San Diego to L.A.? No, he didn't make an Erev Tchumim. So since he's not allowed to walk, his Paris also cannot be brought to L.A. So even though the people living in San Diego made an Erev Tchumim, and they themselves could walk, but they're not allowed to take your fruits, Because since the fruits belong to you, Reuben, and live in L.A., and you, living in L.A., can't go so far, therefore the fruits go after you, the fruits also cannot be taken so far away. I want anybody to have any arguments back to him, so he spoke to everybody together, to tell everybody, let me hear what you have to say, and I'll tell you what I have to say. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to teach everybody that they did do mistakes, they did do averus, and don't do it anymore. So now when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give Techoch about the Chet Egel, he couldn't just say first, V'di Zohov, first to say the Chet Egel. Because if you look at the parasha of the Chet Egel itself, it could be the Klai Yisrael would tie it back, will argue back, we didn't do anything wrong. Like they'll argue back, the Pasuk says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, as if to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe only spoke to you, Hashem said to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, He is your God, but not that He's the God of all the Eden, so maybe we had a right to make the Chet Egel. So that's why first Moshe Rabbeinu had to give Techoch about the Chatzeres, about what happened by the Pasha of Korach. By the Pasha of Korach, since there we see that Korach, like the Medrash says, that Korach looked at the Pasha of the Paraduma. Korach's whole time was that Kulon Kedoshim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the whole Klal Yisrael, not only to Moshe Rabbeinu. So from the Pasha of Korach we see that the Anochi Hashem Elokecha really went to the whole Klal Yisrael and not only to Moshe Rabbeinu. Alright, turn over.